Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am, he is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got our man, as always, every football Friday, Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand, Director of Race and Sports, will join us. If you're a betting, you don't want to miss the segment at the bottom of the hour as he gets us ready for the week. And then we end the show with the pigskin pickoff. And it's a bloodbath. It's a rout. It is a molly whopping. It is. Rob is getting bulldozed.
What?
In the pigskin pickoff.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm
are.
Only down by like two or three.
No, you're not.
It's still 6 weeks
you're
to go.
You're down by like, what? I think it's about six now.
And it's not that many.
It is big, Rob. I'm telling you.
It's funny, when I won last year, you always talked about the year before, and now you're all into it.
Well, this is the rubber year. You won. I won the first year. You won last year.
What are you talking about? This
years
is year
ago.
Four on the show,
No, two
right?
years ago you won. Because last year, remember, Rob G lost the records.
So why are you bringing up old stuff, Chris?
Right. See?
I know.
No, here's the score, Rob. 20. I'm five ahead.
Look at this. He has it written down, Rob G.
Wow.
Rob G, you think of all the years I ever had it written down?
Can I take over Shekel City?
Rob,
no,
I got a question.
I think I should take over. We'd be sponsored by now if I was doing
Rob, you know what's funny is that Chris got a running list on the pigskin pickoff, but he can't remember who the update anchor is on a night-to-night basis.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Why are you
unbelievable?
Why? What?
And now he's like, why are you bringing up old stuff? Rob G, why are you bringing up old stuff?
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
All right. Well, we will get to that a little bit later. We talked about Ezekiel Elliott, Rob. Do you think, I mean, you watched the game last night. You think they should sit him out for a week? I mean, they got 10 days off or something like that for their next game. So.
No, I wouldn't do that. 10 days is plenty for a running back.
Right. If he's not going to get ready, days, Rob. Is he going to heal up in 17? I don't know. I mean, let him heal up, right?
Yeah, but I think 10 days is a long time in football. Like, if he gets 10 days off, he should be good. Unless he's seriously hurt.
Yeah, and then if that's the case, then he don't need to be playing anyway. So, all right, Rob. Well, we talked yesterday about the news that LeBron, great news, he doesn't have COVID. It was a false positive. It's still amazing to me, Rob, that the first false positive in the NBA would be the face
is
of the
it, is it? Is it documented? Is LeBron the first one? False positive?
Rob G said we haven't. I'm going off Rob G.
I don't remember another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, not in the NBA. Not in the NBA yet.
Yeah, I don't remember one. I'm just asking. That's all. I'm just asking.
It's unbelievable to me that it was LeBron. I mean,
that it would
goodness.
Be him.
But anyway, right, you know? But he's back, and they're 7-4 with him, Rob. Obviously, they've struggled without him. I think the Warriors and the Suns are the class of the Western Conference. But I don't think the Lakers are the Denver Nuggets, the Portland Trail Blazers. I'll even throw the Utah Jazz in there, Dallas. And what I mean.
So you mean they're in the
one
third
of these
tier
teams.
Then. You're in the third
No, I mean, no. I mean, they're not one of those teams that has no shot whatsoever of getting out of the West. And I'm throwing your Clippers in there too without Kawhi. No chance. Like, those teams have no chance. Utah, maybe if the stars align right, they might have a shot.
Chris, I think last year you said the Suns weren't serious contenders. Don't you remember that conversation?
No, I don't. Actually,
Rob
I don't
G?
Remember that.
Rob, I don't remember.
I don't know if I remember that, Rob.
Yes.
Yeah, right. He's just making up stuff.
I'm not making up.
He's still in Devin Gardner mode. Like just saying junk to say it. Just saying negative stuff just to be a killjoy. But
is that
but
I
anyway,
am?
I Rob,
how'd
what
you know
I'm
my
saying,
middle name?
Rob, what I'm saying is that I think while the Lakers aren't as good as the Warriors and the Suns, I'm leaving a little room for them to win the West just because of their talent. Whereas these other squads I mentioned who have a star or maybe two and they're good, but they got no shot at winning the West. I'm not putting the Lakers in that grouping. So I guess I'm dividing the West contenders, playoff contenders into three groups. The Warriors and Suns, first group. The Lakers, second group. And then all the other good teams in the third tier.
I think you're being sympathetic to LeBron. I think you're not honestly looking at them and seeing how this team doesn't fit, how they don't play defense, how they don't finish games because they're older. You're giving LeBron a benefit of the doubt, and I get it. He has a long track record, but
right,
it ain't based on what you've seen. There's nothing so far that tells you they're coming out of the West. I just
I don't think they're coming out of the West. I'm just saying I'm not completely writing them off 100%. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm completely.
You're not even doing that because remember we did that with Trolling and Rolling last week.
Yeah,
you said
but
you
I'm
can't
just,
completely like.
Well, but my point is, I don't see it coming together. There's just too many things that aren't right. Even when they don't have LeBron, Chris, you gave the record 7-4. They've played some bad teams and struggled. Like even the Pistons came to L.A. and it was like a 4-point game. Like I get it. LeBron is a big part. That Anthony Davis and Westbrook can't beat the Pistons by themselves, you know, without it being a struggle. So I just have issues. They're giving up. At one point, it was like 115 a game. I think they were in the 20s as far as defense.
I think they're 15th, 16th in defensive rating.
Is that where it is now?
Which okay. is mediocre. And we talked, hey, if the Nets can get up to 15th or 16th, that's all they need to do, right? Here's the difference, especially the Nets with Kyrie. The Nets had a tremendous offense, right? The Knicks, or the Lakers, Rob, their offensive rating is actually lower than their defensive rating. So that if you've got an offense like the Nets had with Kyrie.
And you just play middle-of-the-road defense,
yeah,
you're going to be okay.
Then you can survive, but the Lakers don't have that. So, I'm with you in that. I'm not predicting the Lakers will come out of the West. All I was saying is I am not writing them off completely like I'm doing with the other so-called contenders out West.
Yeah, I'm going to write them off. It's got to be a total turnaround. For me, I don't see the pieces working. I'm not wishing anything on LeBron for him to stay healthy the rest of the year. I'm not convinced of that. Anthony Davis has an annual ailment at some point. We'll see how that works out. And we've seen the hot and cold. You talked about Carmelo when he was off to that cold start or that hot start. At 37, Chris, one night he's making them all. The next night he can't.
He's going to be up and down.
Right. He's going to be up and down, right? One Absolutely. Night he's 1-for-12. I mean, like, it's been hot or cold, so you don't even know where that fits in. Too many question marks. And I'm not saying that all the other teams are perfect and they don't have any questions or anything. It's just that the Lakers have too many questions. Too many things have to go right. Westbrook has been basically will be neutralized when they're all healthy. He's been able to get off, Chris, because they haven't been all healthy.
No. I mean, he's actually had some big games with LeBron and AD, too. Like, he's fitting in. And I agree with most of what you said, Rob. But Westbrook is fitting in better than expected, I think. They've had big games with the three of them. And everybody's focused on his turnovers. He's averaged fewer than 4 turnovers a game over, like, the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, but at one point, he had more turnovers than a bakery. It was really bad.
No, early in the year, he did. But now they got him off the ball a little bit more. His last 2-3 weeks, Rob, he's averaging 25 points, 8.5 assists, almost 8.5 rebounds, and less than 4 turnovers. on 49% shooting. He's actually fitting in pretty well off the ball. Now, their biggest problem, even though they haven't lit up the world on fire offensively, their biggest problem is defense. Because not only are they playing poor defense, I don't know if there's an answer. And I get it. The NBA is about team defense. No one guy locks everybody down. But you do need a requisite amount of athleticism. Like, there's a standard amount, a required amount that you need. We talk about defense is heart, defense is technique, defense is determination. Yeah, if you're athletic enough, right? I mean, if you're not athletic, you can have all the freaking heart you want. And you just can't stay in front of a person. And that's what concerns me about the Lakers is that Melo ain't going to be able to stay in front of nobody. LeBron can't in long stretches. Westbrook's never been a good defender a very good defender. AD, yeah. But the young cats are not that good of defenders. The guys who are athletic enough.
Let me ask you this. This is what I'm watching too. And I don't know what the numbers are. Maybe you'll look at them and find out. How many more threes LeBron is taking than past
years? He's like 11th in the league in threes attempts.
So is this officially age, like where he's just not going to mix it up and he's going to stand on the perimeter and shoot threes? Like,
yep.
He's year 19.
And I think that's one of their problems, Rob. I do think that's one of their problems. Yes, because you know this. I mean, we saw it with Jordan and Kobe. They didn't take threes, but they went to more jump shots, right? As you get older, you don't drive as much. And now in today's game, right, you're going to take threes. You know, that's just
if you're going to shoot from the perimeter, you might as well be behind the 3-point line.
Exactly, exactly. And so, yeah, I agree. I think that's age. And, Rob, I think this with LeBron, you look at his numbers obviously are still very good, but he's not dominating and controlling a game like he used to, right? Like, LeBron's fingerprints were all over virtually every game he played. I mean, whether win or lose, I mean, he was able to control tempo. Because a lot of it was because he dominated the ball so much, which he's not doing as much now. But also because he would drive more and get fouled more. And,
well,
Rob,
that's
what
case.
You're talking about. Yes, he's settling for jumpers. He's off the ball more. And I do think that's more age. Because I think if he got on the ball more – and drove to the basket more, he probably wouldn't be able to sustain it.
And he knows that.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it might be smart on his part, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only because he knows that he won't be able to hold up.
Right. And he's also thinking, well, we got Russ to do a lot of the driving. We got AD, right, to do a lot of scoring in the paint. So I can be, you know, a 3-point shooter, run the offense, be off the ball. You know, things like that. So, look, I'm with you in that. I'm not predicting. I said in the preseason, Rob, if you give me the field or the Lakers in the West, I'm taking the field.
Right.
If you force me to pick one team, at that point I pick the Lakers. But the field has blossomed into a wonderful rose garden with two beautiful flowers.
Hey, dog, get out of my rose garden.
And the Suns. So I got one of them. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Everything's not funny. You know that.
Fox Sports Radio. We are throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. With LeBron back in the lineup tonight against the Clippers, are you expecting the Lakers to go on a bit of a run and get back near the top of the conference and join Golden State and Phoenix in that upper echelon out west within the next few weeks? We will continue the conversation with you. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone, as always. We love AutoZone because they have free services that help you get back on the road. Things like the AutoZone Fix Finder service that gives you free battery testing and charging. All right, they've got over 5,600 locations nationally. They're pretty much on every corner. AutoZone, it's here to help you save money and time with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Are the Lakers about to join the elite in the Western Conference? The elite being Phoenix and Golden State. Your thoughts.
Your thoughts?
Your thoughts.
I don't think anybody thinks they're joining the elite. But Trucker, Justin, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got? There it is.
Gentlemen.
Yeah,
how are you guys?
What's up, brother?
Always love hearing you guys' voices. No, the Lakers are not going to go on some tirade. And, in fact, my Timberwolves are going to finish above the Lakers.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Now, that's a hot take.
That.
That's
you don't
a hot
believe
take.
That.
I love that.
Look, I will give you this.
I'm a Minnesota fan for life.
I will give you this.
I love that.
The Timberwolves have a bright future.
They got something going this year.
Yo, Anthony Edwards is legit. Like, legit. He's going to be a super. I think he's going to be a superstar.
Justin, have you been to any games this year?
No, man. I spend most of my time on the road, and when I'm not on the road, it's with my kids and wife.
No. I figured that. I figured you're always
well, they're giving the Nets a good game right now. They're down 79-75 late in the third quarter. I think this year, I think it would take an injury to LeBron or AD, like a serious injury, for them to finish below Minnesota.
Very
I think you agree with that, right?
Yeah. I'm not picking Minnesota over the Lakers.
I like their
It would be a bad, bad year for the Lakers if that happened.
Right.
Bad.
Right.
Roy in Nashville, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Roy?
Rob. This is Roy, man, from Knoxville, not Nashville.
Oh, what'd I say? I'm sorry.
You said Nashville. Once in a while, Rob has trouble reading.
So. Yeah, I do.
Every blue moon.
I don't know if it's my glasses or whatever. Something's going on here. Okay.
Oh, Rob. Appreciate the Fox FSR hoodie. I am still rocking it right now.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I get begin a lot of compliments, actually.
And you know what? Quality. Tell everybody, quality hoodie, correct?
Well, of course it's quality. It's Jordan brand.
It's the Under Armour one.
That's right. Come on, Chris. Get it right. All right.
Just to touch on the last caller, I'm loving Anthony Edwards and what he brings every. But the Lakers, I mean, come on, man. You just can't keep relying on one guy. I mean, for, 19 years he's been great? But aren't the other guys making money as well? They're getting paid heavily too, right? It's all a team. I mean.
Yeah, well, Chris wants to see AD. We both do. Play bigger and better. He should be in his prime. He's got a championship in his back pocket, Chris. He should just be balling out, right? Every night.
And one last before I go, I appreciate y'all for taking my call. Last thing, I just ordered an M Drive today. Make sure y'all put that Odd Couple promo code in, man.
That's
y'all
right.
There you go.
Roy.
I'm telling you, M Drive is going to change your life, bro.
Roy, man, thanks for putting that out there. No doubt. You got to put that promo code in to get the discount.
And I'm still trying to get them wings, Rob. I ain't catch you in the A, but you already know we talking on, you know.
We're going to get wings. We're going to get wings. All right, Roy?
All right, for sure.
All right,
appreciate
buddy.
Y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate it. How about Matt in Cincy? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, one of Chris's many hometowns. What's up, Matt?
That's right.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt. Broussard, love you. Love you on First Things First, too, bro.
Thank you, my man.
When you're talking about the Lakers joining the elite in the West especially, so I'm just peeking quickly, especially since the NBA is such a long regular season. 2022 NBA championship odds, the only team in the West favored above the Lakers are the Warriors. It's Nets, Warriors, Bucks, Lakers.
Mm.
Okay, so even Vegas is betting on the LeBron effect to come into play where he is strategically playing the regular season. I'm not talking about load management, but I just think with the way this team is assembled, with it being an older team, you are going to see a second-half regular season push by this Lakers team that is just uncanny. And all of a sudden, when it comes to playoff time, here he comes. I lived in Cleveland for 3 years before I moved to Cincinnati. I watched the first and second LeBron tenures. I've seen it too many times. He can just take over games. And just looking at some of his playoff stats, I mean...
Now, look, I'll give you 50%, that.
50% from the field, 25-30. I mean, every year, it's just...
especially the second tenure in Cleveland, Rob. LeBron did, and that's why he didn't win MVPs. And, you know, he took... he didn't take the regular season off, but he never pushed for the best records. You know what I mean? Like, they lost a lot of games.
Because he realized it doesn't mean anything, Chris.
Right, exactly.
You play all for that, you lose game one, and home court's gone.
Yep, exactly. And so I'll give the caller that. The problem is, though, that was a much younger LeBron. And I don't know that he can
turn
it on.
Right, he's hoping that he can turn it on, Chris.
Right.
There's no guarantee.
Right.
I mean, that sounds like a great plan. And that was a part of it about bringing in Westbrook, right? Let him run around all during the year, right? Okay, well, they're off to a so-so start with that idea. And are they going to be a sixth or seventh seed? You know what I mean?
Well, the saving grace for them, Rob, and I kind of alluded to this. The West, I mean, outside of the top two teams, nobody's running away from the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers are like, they're right there as far as home court advantage. Rob, as bad as they've been, they're a half game out of the fourth seed. They're half game.
Yeah, but that's not comforting just to know how they've played. I get what you're saying.
You don't think that's comforting?
Nobody's saying that they're buried. No, if they don't play defense, Chris, they won't make up the ground. They won't be in the top four.
The ground is a half game.
If they don't play defense, they're not going to be in the top four.
They're going to get better than they've been. That's what I'll say that. Now, I don't know how great they'll get, but they will be better because they haven't had LeBron for half the season. So if he stays healthy, they're going to be better. So they can finish in the top four as far as home court advantage in that first round.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our man next, you know who he is. You hear the funky music. He's the MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports. Rob has been there. I've been there. We've watched him at work. He runs Vegas. He owns Vegas. It's his town. It's his city. And we are honored to have him here on The Odd Couple. Lamar Mitchell!
Lamar.
What's up, fellas?
Yo.
How you, buddy?
Lamar, these introductions just come naturally. Like,
That's on point.
You know,
that's on point, Chris. I appreciate it.
Chris Brown knows it. You know, I know his
name.
His nose is light-skinned, so now he's trying to brown-skin so that people think he's black.
Oh, hey, people know I'm a brother through and through. All right. All right, Lamar, let's get to it. I don't think there's a lot of great games this weekend, but hey, let's talk about them. All right, the Chiefs, they had not. Now, we talked about it many times on our show. They hadn't covered the spread in like a year and a half.
Which is unbelievable.
Absolutely unbelievable. But now, the last 2 weeks, they have done it. They've bucked that trend. And this Sunday, they're 9.5-point favorites over the Broncos. Are the bettors all in on Kansas City again?
You know what's surprising about this is they are not. I mean, ticket count is on the Broncos plus that 9.5 points. Money's 2-1 in the favor of the Chiefs. But normally, as we've seen the last few years, I mean, they were just betting the Chiefs like it was just water flowing in the river. I mean, it was just unbelievable. But no, this weekend they're all on the Broncos. Sharp money is on the total under in this game, though.
Yeah, I could see this. I could see why people would take the Broncos at 9.5.
That's a tough pick. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough pick.
Lamar, I did read earlier this week that the Bucs have been favored in every game this season. Is that right?
That sounds about right. I can't off the top of my head. That sounds about right.
And second, are the bettors being scared off by the 10.5-point spread in Atlanta? I know the Falcons are horrendous, but it is a divisional game. I've been burnt before thinking that the Falcons, you know, are going to, like, put up a fight, and sometimes they get rolled over. What are people betting on this game?
Oh, believe it. You know, the Falcons, helter-skelter. But Bucks money, all Bucks all day, 10-1 in the favor of the Bucks, and ticket count's about 3-1. You know, TB12 just owns the Bucks, and the better
say that again,
are
Lamar.
Backing them up.
Say that
what's
again.
That? TB12. TB12 owns the Falcons. I'm sorry. He owns the Falcons.
Rob, just wait.
They're trying to find out if Tom has his vaccination card or not. He might not play Sunday.
Rob just threw up in his mouth. That's why.
You know I did. Oh, my goodness.
All right. This is another tough game. Cincinnati, 3-point home favorites against the Chargers. But they're actually 0-4 against the spread at home this year.
That's crazy.
And the Chargers are 1-5 against the spread themselves in their last six games. These are two up-and-down teams. So where are the sharps on this one?
You know, the sharps are all on the Bengals on this, believe it or not. I mean, the Chargers are not the same Chargers that were the hot team at the beginning of the season.
They haven't played well. No.
No, they haven't. And money 10-1 in the favor of the Bengals.
Wow.
And ticket count 4-1 in favor of the Bengals. Just not giving the Los Angeles Chargers any love this weekend at all.
All right, the Rams have lost 3 in a row, and Matthew Stafford has had more turnovers than a bakery. I guess I have to say it. But they are getting
Lamar,
the Jags.
I've lost. Heard that phrase 78 times
all right.
This year. Just this year.
All right, but they are getting the Jags in L.A. this Sunday. Are the bettors confident that the Rams will be able to cover the 12.5? That's a lot of points, and they haven't played well. They should blow the Jaguars out, but.
You're right. They are confident, not as confident as the Bengal bettors, but 5-1 money on the Rams, and ticket count about 3.5-1 in favor of the Rams. Nobody's given Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence any chance in this game, even with that big spread of 12.5.
But I got, you know what's crazy? And I know the game is in L.A., not on the road. But you remember the Bills couldn't even get a touchdown against them and lost 9-6 in a game to Jacksonville.
Right, you're right. But on the road here, there. I mean, it's literally, if I say 5-1, that's being generous. It should be like 5-0 because there's no money really coming in on the Jaguars.
Wow. All right, Lamar, Seattle, which obviously has been struggling, they opened up, though, as 1.5-point home favorites over the 49ers, and that number's been bet all the way to the other direction. Now they're 3.5-point dogs at home, Seattle. Are bettors just completely off the Seahawks these days?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, since Russell came back, they were on them early, but they're not on them lately. This game here, ticket count 4-1 in the favor of the Niners. You got to be careful in this situation because this is a conference game, and money, even though it's gone all the way on the other side of the 49ers, like I say, this is a conference game, and this is probably the last hurrah for these Seahawks as we know it, but money and ticket count all on the 49ers.
See, I'm with you on this. I would take Seattle plus 3.5. They've looked really bad. Things are going down, playing for pride. And they might lose, but they might lose by 3, you know?
I mean, right.
That's the way I look. I would bet Seattle plus 3.5. All right, the Cardinals are 7.5-point road favorites. Huh?
No, this is a big game. I want to hear this answer. Yeah,
Cardinals against the Bears, but 7.5-point favorites, which is a little surprising since we still don't know if Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are going to play. What kind of action are you seeing on this one?
You know what? It's all Cardinals. It's almost as bad as that Rams-Jaguars game. It's all Cardinals money. Ticket count is 7-1 in favor of the Cardinals, even though we don't know if Kyler Murray's going to play. No one's showing any faith in Andy Dalton and the Bears.
And those are sharps, too?
Yeah, I mean, lightly bet with the sharps so far, but money-wise, it's almost no dollars. I mean, under three, under $100.
I'm torn on the Bears.
Nothing on the Bears.
Okay. All right, the Patriots. This is a huge game, man. I can't wait to see the Monday night game. Patriots have been quietly one of the best teams in the league over the last month or so. We know they've won six straight. This week they go to Buffalo, and they're getting 2.5 points against the Bills. Are the bettors believers in the Patriots?
Well, you know what's funny about this game is the sharps. They we had it up at 3. The sharps took the +3, and then they went and laid the 2.5. So they're back and forth on the money as far as the side here. But the bettors are 2-1 as far as ticket count on the Patriots. Not believers in the Bills. They just Mac Jones. They think Macaroni Mac is the real deal here.
See, I think that they could. They've won six in a row. It's hard to win seven or eight in a row or whatever in the NFL. They could have a stinker here. I like Buffalo in this game. I'm going to bet Buffalo.
Division game, too, on the road. So, you know, these teams know each other. And it's going to be a tough game Monday night. All the lights on Buffalo Bills Monday night game. It's going to be a huge game for them.
MJ-10. Yep. MJ-10, the new nickname for Mac Attack.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
It's MJ-10 now. Yeah.
Okay. All right, there we go, man. Lamar, always a pleasure.
All right, Lamar. Yes, we enjoyed it, brother.
All right, enjoyed it.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I know Rob's going to be up here in January, so I'm looking forward to seeing you too.
Yeah, man. Me and the wife, we're going to look at some dates. We got to get up there, man, for sure. Definitely.
And when I get there, I'm going to find a wife. So we both will have a wife in the next time you see me.
He ain't looking for a wife. He's looking for a date. All right. That's all. A wife
for the weekend. That's all I want.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend. NFL Pigskin Pickoff. The veritable bloodbath is next. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, we actually had snow a few days ago.
Really? That's nice for the Christmas time.
Didn't really stick, but it did snow.
Yeah, we got a little cold snap going through L.A. It's all good.
Do you miss the snow at all?
Christmas time, I do. I do. I like snow. Not enough to move back, but that's another story.
Right, I hear you. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. It is the Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. And Chris is running a little bit of a hot streak. He is 8-2 in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
So much so that he's actually making you money on the season. Finally, it only took to week 12. But you're making money if you've followed Chris Broussard all season.
Unbelievable.
What is my record, Rob G?
26-18-1.
Wow. What a record. What is Rob's?
21-23-1.
Wow. What a record.
Whatever. Can we go forward?
RJ Bell said he wants Chris Broussard to do weekly hits with him.
Yeah, he does.
Straight out of
his. Yeah, he does.
All right, here we go.
I actually feel like some bongos.
We're picking NFL games.
Can I get a few bongos?
No, you cannot.
A sample?
No.
We talked about this one with Lamar. We don't know if Kyler Murray's playing, but either way, Cardinals 7.5-point road favorites in Chicago against the Bears. Rob Parker, who you taking?
I'm taking the Bears +7.5.
Wow.
Wow. Going out on a limb. I just think Andy Dalton, without Kyler Murray, I know they've been getting by. I think the Bears will be decent. And they might not win the game, but they'll cover. That 7.5 is a lot of points. That half point might make a big difference in this game.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you. This is a tough one to pick, especially not knowing Murray's status. And also, even if he plays, I mean, he might be rusty. But I'm going with Arizona. I'm going with them.
There's one game made up. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Game number two, Chargers at the Bengals. Bengals 3-point home favorites. Both teams up and down all season. Chris, who do you like?
Close one. Gosh, it's a tough one. But I'm going to go with the Bengals. I'm torn. Like I said, I think this is a tough week, but I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
Unfortunately, I'm going with the Natty as well. I don't know. The Chargers, I felt good about them early on. I don't know what they're doing. It's up and down. You don't know what to expect out of them. It's a road game, West Coast team going to the East. I'm going to take the Bengals.
I feel like you said about the Chargers for like seven straight years now, up and down.
You know
what you're going to get.
You're right.
Like, but sometimes, Rob G, they look great, didn't they?
Well, they have a stacked roster.
They look good early.
I mean, remember, I'd rather have Herbert than Mahomes.
Right.
And then I
didn't
even
remember
kind of
that.
That was ridiculous talk. That was foolishness.
All right. Game number three of the Pigskin Pickoff. Our couple picking NFL games against the spread. The Washington football team traveling to Vegas to take on the Raiders. Raiders only 1-point home favorites. Says a lot. Rob Parker, who you taking?
I want to take Washington. Are they going to win their fourth game in a row on the road? Four in a row on the road? I'm taking the Raiders.
Oh, okay, I was about to say. I thought you were taking Washington. I'm with you, Rob. I'm going with the Raiders. Look, I don't think Washington, they've had a nice streak. And they've been, you know, one good win. They beat Tampa. But I don't think they're that good, good enough to win four straight games. Nah, I don't see that.
That's my problem, Chris. Four straight and then on the road?
Right. When do you see, like, just a mediocre team win four straight games, you know? And the Raiders, maybe they exercised some demons last week. You know, they finally got back on in the win column after, you know, the tragedy.
Right.
I'm
going with the Raiders. Yeah.
I'm going with Raiders.
All right, you guys have all picked home teams. I think you'll change your mind in this one because the Ravens are 4.5-point road favorites in Pittsburgh against Big Ben Roethlisberger and the boys. Chris, who are you taking?
Another tough one for me that might shock people. I'm going with Baltimore to win, but I'll take Pittsburgh in the point. So I got Pittsburgh on this one. I think it's going to be close. Baltimore ain't been blowing nobody out.
This is a blowout. Here we go. Another game picked
up. They don't even have any blowouts this year.
Baltimore. Pittsburgh, I'm not buying into them. I think Baltimore will win by 10 points or more. 10 points.
All right, well, speaking of 10 points, the Chiefs are going to have to win by 10 to cover the 9.5 at home against Denver. Chris Broussard, we'll finish off with you. You're picking all home teams. Are you sticking with the home Chiefs in this one?
Yeah, I am. I'm going with the Chiefs. I think they've gotten some stuff together, and they're going to win by at least 10.
I'm going against the Chiefs in this one.
All right, it's going to be over after this week.
So this is three games, right, with different Rob
three
G?
Games. Three games.
It's going to either become a nail-biter or it's just going to be over. And it's going to be a nail biter. If it's over, Alex, just lose that bad boy like sample or whatever it is you play. Just lose it. Just keep the bongos because it's going to be over.
Hey, guys, right? Have a great weekend, everybody.
Alex, don't do that.
Alex,
Rob,
please.
I'm up five. I deserve it.
Alex, don't ruin my weekend, please.
I deserve it. All right, keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM 83. And those two brothers, they bring heat.